like till where can the duty okay. go on?
So is our duty towards others unlimited? Or if the other person say cuts off a relationship, say if Kai Kai, if you take a hypothetical, Kai Kai had exiled Ram for life.
He's totally ignored.
Yeah, completely reject. Yeah. See, the notion of duty, one of the important principles in the Vedic context is to understand that right and wrong, or what is duty and karma and karma and vikarma, this is not categorical. It is contextual. Categorical means, you know, to consider morality as categorical means this is always, anything that falls in this category is always right, anything that falls in this category is always wrong. It's not like that. Say yes, to speak truthfully, it is good. It is the right thing to do. But if say rioters have come and our friend is targeted by the rioter, then that friend has come to us and asked us for a place to hide, and his friend is hiding in our house. And the rioter has come, is there this person in your house? At that time, if we speak the truth, we will be actually defeating the purpose of speaking the truth, because we will cause the death of that person. So, what is right and what is wrong is not just categorical. It is also contextual. There are categories of right and wrong, no doubt. But, along with the categories of right and wrong, there is also the context that has to be considered. That's why if we are having a particular relationship and we have a particular duty in that relationship. Now, duty, there is love can be unilateral, but a loving relationship cannot be unilateral. It has to be bilateral. Now, I can love someone without that person at all caring for me, but that is just, that is not a relationship per se. So we cannot neglect the context. And depending on the context, rather than thinking of the whole concept of duty as a rigid adherence to some code that is given in some book somewhere, we shouldn't think of duty as like that. It's not that, when we say we should follow scripture, it is not that all the time, you know, it's like when you're traveling in a map, you're constantly referring to a map. Okay, should I go left? Should I go right? Should I go left? Should I go right? It's not that scripture means every single thing that we have to do, we have to find some code somewhere and then decide what I'm going to do. No, the point is, yes, we do need to understand scripture, but once we understand scripture, Krishna says that the more we live according to scripture, the more tadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayantite. When there are broad guidelines in scripture, when we follow those broad guidelines, then our intelligence becomes clarified, we become purified, and then from within we start understanding, okay, this is, in this situation, I should do like this, in this situation, I should not do like this. So usually when we have to make these kind of decisions, we should not make them in the rush of emotions. So, if you have to take a particular decision about what is my duty, rather than impulsively saying that I reject you or something like that, we need to, whenever there's emotions are too much, just press a pause button there. Don't take any decision at that time. Press a pause button, and then when we have calmed down, we can consult our well-wishers, maybe some relatives, some spiritual guides, and then we can pray, and based on that, we can take a decision. Quite often, even our own emotions, we need to take in consideration. Our emotions are not the only thing that should determine our decision, but we cannot neglect those emotions also. So we factor them into the picture, and we contemplate, we pray. And over a period of time, if we keep acting, we will gradually, the course of action will be revealed from within. So one thing is for sure, that the duty does not mean an unlimited liability. To use in, say, some financial language, duty is not a lifelong indenture to an unlimited liability kind of action. There is context that has to be considered. And the consideration of context requires a certain level of dispassionate analytical capacity. And that comes by spiritual purification and by prayerful contemplation. Does it answer your question?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yes, there's a question behind.